ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36, or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tes. The beginning of the Omud speaks about the famous story of Nochem Ish Gamzu. It starts in the bottom of Daf Kuf Chesim Abeis, when Nochem Ish Gamzu, Havarogel, the Chol Dehava Salkele, anything that happened to him, Omar, he said, Gamzu L'toiva. And the Gemara brings the Maisa that he sent Nochem Ish Gamzu with a doiron, with a present to the Caesar, to the Caesar, and they chose him because he was somebody who was Malubin Menisim. He went to sleep in an inn, and they stole away the treasures that he had in the chest, and they put inside of it earth, and when he came to the Melech, he said Gamzu L'toiva, and they used the earth, and it ended up being that this Afra was the Afra of Rama Vinu, which he used to say, he threw Afra and became Charbi, he threw Gili, Havagiri, and they were able to conquer a neighboring kingdom with it, and because of that, his life was spared, and the Gzeir was annulled, and he was sent back with gold and silver in his chest, and Lamaisa, the people from the inn that he stayed by, tried to imitate him, and they were killed. The Mefarshim will ask, Akasha, which is the Yadua, why did he always say a Lashon of Gam Zu L'toivah? He should have said Ze L'toivah. What was the Hysaf of the Lashon of Gam Zu? Also this is L'toivah. L'chayra, the answer is L'chayra based on a Gemara in Brachis and Daf Samech HaMebeis. There's also a very famous Gemara, Maisid Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva would always say, Kol Man D'Ovid Rachmano L'Tav Ovid. And the Yadua, Rebbe Kiva was a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu. What was the expression of Kol Ma Dov Rachman L'Tavu? It means that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good, even though the Maisa Batzmusay, the Maisa itself, is Nir Ra. It doesn't look like it's good. But such a Maisa is L'Toiva. In other words, not only is a Maisa Toiv L'Tevasay, but a Maisa which is Nir Ra is also L'Tevasay. So the Velt says, that's a pshat in the Nochem Ish Gamzu. The Lashon of Gamzu L'Toiva is even something which is Knira, which looks as Ra, which looks like there's something bad inherent in this happening, it's also Lit Toiva. Maybe that's a Lashon also Lit Toiva with a Lamed, that even though right now it's not Nikr the Toiva, but La'asid, in the future, it will be Nikr, will be recognizable that Toiva. That's Gamzu Lit Toiva. And the Mashah is talking Mefarish, that it means even though the Maisa it's Nira Ra, but you should know the Maisa Atzma is Be'etzem Toiv. Now really, is Yadua as a Shmuz from Viruchim in Das Chochma Musar Maimer Dalit that says a halfly of Feldik, I think, in all Inyonim of Tzoris and Yeshuas. He says the way that Karogel, a person thinks of a Tzora and thinks of Yeshua in the medium of Tefillah to achieve a Yeshua is that there's a Tzora here, the Rebbeinu says a Tzora, and we need a Eitzah to escape from this problem, whether it's a sickness, whether it's Parnosa, whether it's Shidduchim, whatever the issue at hand. What's necessary is tefillah to be able to effect Yeshua and Shemayim and thereby to get rid of the tzara. After heartfelt tefillah is a poel of Yeshua, so then Baruch Hashem, you nechlatz from the tzara. In retrospect, l'chayra would be better not to have had the tzara to begin with. The tzara was mechayev a tefillah, because in order to have Yeshua, now there's Yeshua, so Baruch Hashem, that was the tachlis. And if anything, we better not to have had the whole tzara to begin with. The tefillah is there to pater yourself from the tzara. But he brings a famous medrash in Shmos by Pari Hikriv, that Pari, when he ran after Klal Yisrael by the Yam Suf, the medrash says he was makriv, he was mekarev, Klal Yisrael l'tshuva. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that for? The medrash says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesavel l'tfilosan. The medrash brings a moshel to a melech that was going boba derech, and there's a bas malochim that was tzeyekes that saved me from listim, that's Yelenim Yad Alistim. So the melech saved her from listim, from the listim. After a while, a few days, he wanted to marry her as a wife, and he wanted her to speak to him. But she wasn't speaking to him, so what did the melech do? The melech caused that listim should start up with her again, in order that she should cry out, and the melech would come and save her. And exactly what happened, that she was tzayekes, she screamed, and the melech came and saved her, and the melech said, "Lekacha yisi misava," that's what I wanted, "Lishmaya kelecha," to hear your voice. So the Medrash says, Klai Yisrael was the same in Mitzrayim, they were shubit to Pare. They started to daven, Klai Yisrael was tzayek to Kadosh Baruch Hu was vayishmas, it's not custom, Hashem heard their tefillahs, Hashem was misava kaviyochel to hear the koil of Klai Yisrael a second time, but Klai Yisrael was not offering their koil, therefore Pare Hikriv, and the whole Tzorah of the Yamsev came about, and the Mele Klai Yisrael v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. That's another medrash that says that in the pasuk Yoynosi bechag v'asela b'seisa madrego Hashmini is koylech, Hashmini is marayach, Hashmini is koylech, that the Rebbein Shem was mesava to the tefillah of Klai Yisrael, and therefore he sent the tzara. So after Biruchim, you see from the medrash that it's the exact opposite. It's not the pshat that would be better off not to have had the tzara. The tzara was only sent for the tefillah that was part of the Yeshua. The tachas wasn't the Yeshua. The tachas wasn't the tzara. The tzara and the yisurim was all in order that Klai Yisrael should be mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, what's the pshat in that? What's the idea of that the tefillah is the tachlis? See, he said, Taichas Apostik in Breishis, it says, V'yikra b'shem Hashem. The Targum Unkla says, V'tzali b'shmod Hashem. You called out in the name of Hashem. He says, the inyan of Kriyas Shem Hashem is kipshutai. Just like a person calls and mevakish lechaveroi, that you come closer to him, so to kriyas shem Hashem is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should become closer to you. V'chol amokim asha'azkir shmi ovei lech ovei rachticha means that when a yid is mazkir the shem Hashem and he calls out b'shem Hashem, so then the Rebbein Shem Kaviyochel is ovei elecha. The Rebbein Shem Kaviyochel comes closer to the person and ovei rachticha. And all the Yeshuas and Hatzlachas, they can be masig, we're masig only through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close to a person. And the Shem Hashem, the Mazke Shem Hashem, that's the Mekor for all Hatzlachas and all Yeshuas. Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to Yitzias Mitzrayim through Vayitzaku. All this galus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the greatest Yeshua of Liyas Lechol Elikim, Liyas Lechol Amnachla, all that came about through the Kriya B'Shem Hashem. So therefore, Rabbi Yeruchim Taishin, he says that it's not that when we made it to the Rebbein Shalom for the Yeshua, it's not that it's better than never would have been a Tzara, and Baruch Hashem there's the Yeshua. That's not true. That the Sibah of the Yeshua is from the Rebbein Shalom, it's his Galus Elikis. That Yeshua came only because of the Tzara. What does it mean the Yeshua only came because of the Tzara? Because the Tzara was Mechayev Akriyas Hashem. You called out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A kriya b'shem Hashem is mechayev of ovei elecha v'erachticha, that the Rebbein Shem should come closer to you. And v'meila, that's what's poil the Yeshua itself. So the Yeshua is not because you need to get rid of the tzara. And the siba for that is the tzara, that because of that you need a Yeshua. It's fakert. In order to have a Yeshua, you need to have a tzara. The tzara is here in order to effect a Yeshua. Not the Yeshua is here to take away the tzara. You need the tzara to affect the Yeshua. That means you need the tzara to cause a person to daven, to cause a person to be koirei b'shem Hashem, so that Kodesh Baruch can be ovei elecha, and the male there should be a closeness from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the male there'll be a Yeshua. That Yeshua is nifal al yedei the tzara. Not that the Yeshua is there to take away the tzara. The tzara created the Yeshua. And the Yeruchim says, a merdik, a merdik, a moshel. He says that the mahalach of every tzara in Yeshua is the same mahalach as a garin, a seed that you put into the ground, which is matzmiach. Just like putting the seed into the ground and the seed gets destroyed in the ground. And through the seed getting destroyed in the ground is matzmiach, something grows out of it. So too is the tzara with a Yeshua. The tzara itself is what's matzmiach the Yeshua. The tzara causes the Yeshua. The tzara is the mahalich of the tzmichas Yeshua. Without the tzara, you can't have the Yeshua. Like it says, the Chazal tells me, Maka atzma mesakin retia. The Rebbein Hashem is mesakin a band-aid, a refuah, from the maka itself. The tzara itself creates and is poil, and through that comes out the Yeshua. So the tzara is the mahalich of the tzmichas Yeshua, not fakert. In every single Yeshua requires that. Needs to have that sarah first in order to be able to repel the Yeshua al they being kair b'shem Hashem. Many teaches a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem, pasuk of Zion, where the Navi is being teveh from Yankim Avinu. The Loshin Loma Seimer Yaakov Vusidabi Yisrael Nistro Darchi Mehashem. Why should Yaakov speak and speak for Yisrael? Yisrael should speak that Nistro Darchi Mehashem. The Chazal say that it's referring to Yankim Avinu, when Yankim Avinu said, Loma Ari Oisem Li Lahagin Leish Ha'oid Lochem Ach. When Yankim Avinu complained to the Shvatim, why did you tell Yosef, why did you tell the Ish that you have another brother, Binyamin? And now I'm forced to have to send Binyamin down, and there's a terrible danger of Chas V'Sholom, Binyamin will be in Sakana. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Yankim Avinu? Loma Seimer Yankim, why are you saying that? Why is Sedabi Yisrael? It's Nistro Derochai Me'Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm being Oisek in being Mamlich, your son, in Mitzrayim. I'm making him a Melech. And you're saying, Lomar Yosem Li, which means that all the whole Indian of all the Tzaras of Yosef, in order to bring out that he should become a Melech, from those Tzaras that he went through, it was Noel the Yeshua of Yosef HaTzadik being the Melech. And we know with Yosef HaTzadik being the Melech, that's what prepared Klal Yisrael to be able to be in Mitzrayim, and that which would be the eventual Tzmichas HaYeshua of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then Kabbalas HaTorah, and Klal Yisrael becoming Am Hashem. So how could you say, Lomar Yosem? A Tzara is not a Tzara. The Tzara is the Yeshua itself. Without the Tzara, there is no Yeshua. And that's a tain on Tzadikim. The Tzadikim have to be Makir, the Yeshua, even before the Yeshua comes. Even the Mesecha Tzara, because the Tzara itself is the Mahalich of the Tzmicha Sa Yeshua. And that's what David HaMelech says in all the Psukim of Halle. He says, Min HaMeitzar Kerosi Ko Ononi Bamerchav Ko. He's Megalotos, the Mesecha Meitzar, Mesecha Tzara, before the Yeshua came, there, David HaMelech already saw the Yeshua. Sabuni gam savuni b'seicha tzora. Still b'shem Hashem ki amilam. Sabuni chidvayrim dochi dechisan linpol. Still v'Hashem azaroni. He saw in the tzora, he saw the mahalach for the Yeshua. After Yeshua, everybody already sees the mahalach that the tzora was a maila. The maila of David HaMelech was that he was makin the Yeshua in the etzim tzora before he was nechlatz from the tzora. And that madrega, to be able to see the Yeshua and the Tzara, that's only for the Chidus Gula. At the end of the capital, says, Zeh Ashar L'Hashem Tzadikim Yovoy Yovoy. And he says, that he brings, the Yeruchim brings, B'Shem, the Altman Kelm, he says that's the Tzaras and the whole Mahalach of Tzara leading to Yeshua, Zeh Ashar L'Giyad Hashem, only Tzadikim could go in that Shar. Only they can be makir and recognize that the oid chokia nisani vatihiri the Yeshua, even b'shas the inui, you see the Yeshua, that's the mahalach of the Yeshua, is there in the inui. The inui is for the Yeshua, and it's necessary to produce and create the Yeshua al yedei the kriya b'shem Hashem. So the chayyim, we could still sue this Rabbi Yeruchim to the pshat now Gemara. That's the mile of Nochemish Gamzu. Nochemish Gamzu is that he saw in the Tzara itself, he saw the Yeshua. Gamzu, this also in the Tzara, before he was Nechlatz in the Tzara, he saw already the Yeshua. I mean, that's the reason why Nochemish Gamzu Mulum Benissim, because Nochemish Gamzu lived with this awareness that the Tzara is only Mahalich of the Tzmichas HaYeshua. Efshe Kvi Maisif, one extra Nakud over here, that there's a chilek in Lashonis between Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud and the Rabbi Nochemish Gamzu. Nochemish Gamzu always said Gamzu l'toiva. Rabbi Akiva said Kol man d'ovid rachmano l'tav ovid. So l'chayr efshir, Kimachal can say that by Rabbi Akiva, the what was the ma'isa? He had a chamor, he had a ner, he had a tarnagol, and the chamor died, and the tarnagol died, and the ner went out. That Etzim Yeshua wasn't in the Mises HaChamor or the Kviyas HaNer. They were Goyrim that Rabbi Kiva should not find refuge in that city, should not stay overnight in that town that he wanted to sleep in, and he shouldn't be found out, and the Meili was Nitzel. But the Yeshua was not in the Tzara itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made that he shouldn't be next to the town at all, or he should be in the town and then be saved through a Chamor. But no, the Mises HaChamor and the Kviyas HaNer wasn't Etzim HaYeshua, but it was Kol Man David Rachmana, what Hashem did, letav of it. That was the Madrega Rabbi Kiva. That everything, command of Rahman, even though it's not good right now, kefirias ain't of, the Misa Sachamar is not a good thing, the Kviya Saner is not a good thing, the Misa Tanigal is not a good thing, not having a place to sleep is not a good thing, but still it's letav of it. And ain't a chanami, that's what happened. These Maisim, even though Batsam, Misa Sachamar is not a Maila, but because of the Misa Sachamar, from there was able to come out, was there was a Yeshua that the Kiva was saying. But not that the Etzim Yeshua was the Mises HaChamer. But by Nochem Ish Gamzu, we find a higher Madrega. By Nochem Ish Gamzu, the Tzara was that his chest of silver and gold and precious diamonds and precious stones were stolen. What was put in its place? Offer earth. Now the Rebbeinu could have made that they didn't steal it. It could have saved them a different way. What happened? The Yeshua was in the offer itself. The offer itself was the Yeshua. The offer itself became the cherev. The offer itself became the spears. That's the madrega of Nochem Ish Gamzu, that he was able to makir that in the ra, not the in though it's ra, there's still a toiva, but the ra itself is the toiva, not as an extra thing. Even the mice is nearest ra, but there's a toiva lebesoif. That's called man dov rachman. Whatever Hashem does, letav of it. It's for good. This is a good thing that it happened to you, because from here something else will benefit you. You will be, life will be spared. By Nochem Ish Gamzu, there was a higher madrega that the etzim tzara itself was the Yeshua. The offer itself became a cherev v'chanis. Could be that's the pshat in gamzu letoiva. It's in hoisofa that the etzim tzara is the toiva itself. That the tzara itself is the Yeshua. It's like heal the sickness is the health. Is the health. It's a half-lay of a fella, such a madrega. That would explain the pshat in the lashon of gamzu l'toiva. So one more aura in this maisa, it says, kimot l'hosam, when he got there, ishtakech afra. He found that it was earth. So the vidas gears, it's mashma, Nochem Ish Gamzu didn't know that the owner of the inn filled it up with offer. But the Girsling Warantinus is not mashma. I think Girsling Warantinus is mashma that Itaka knew already was offer. The Adramaz Mefarish that he already knew it was offer. He's Mefarish our Gemara liked up the Warantinus that the Girsling Gemara is mashma that he Itaka knew was offer. The Pella is that the Magalus Hiyam and others, Shem the Maral, the brother Maral, asked Akasha, says, L'chari, the Klal God in the Torah ain't same Chanal Anes. So if ain't same Chanal Anes, so how could he have taken the offer if he knew? Bishlev, if he learned like our gears, he didn't know it was offer. He didn't know, so he was unsuspecting. But if he knew it was ready offer, how could he take the offer to the kesert and make believe that nes is going to happen? Mechtesen same chal nes. Unless you say tub shotim. Unless you say that Itaka was baidik the offer before, so then the nes really happened earlier. The nes happened before he was ready baidik it, not by the melech. Or maybe the pshat is, that's what it means, that they chose Nochem Ish Gamzu, the Gemara says, because the Malumim Benisim, he's accustomed to Nisim. A person who's accustomed to Nisim is able to be Seimach Lanes. Klapei him, there's no Nes and Teva. There's no difference. Like, him is no Nafkamim between Nes and Teva. He sees that all is Yad Hashem, all is Ashkoches Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shem is the one that made the Shemi Madlik, so Chemetz is Madlik. The Rebbeinu Shem makes a sword kill, so earth also could kill. It's not enough community between Ofar and a Cheret. If you're holding such madrega, it's Malum Benisim, so for him it's not being Seimechal Anes. He's Seimechal, just like he's Seimechal Teva. Memes all Teva is Nes, like the Ramban said, Seif Pashas Boy. There's no Chile between Nisim Nistarim and Nisim Gluim. Everything is really Nes. It's just that we're accustomed to the Nes of Zrichas HaShemesh and Shkias HaShemesh and the Levana and the Ilonais and the Ofar and the Ruach and all the different things and Smicha, all these things we're accustomed to. And the life of a person is also all Nes. So if you're on the Madrega, that there's no chilik to you between Teva and Nes, and it's not, there's no taina of being Seimich HaLanes. I'm being Seimich HaLanes. Just like you'd be Seimich that the sun is going to rise tomorrow morning, that's also being Seimich HaLanes. It's all a Nes, it's all Mesa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teretz, that's Teva. So if you're on a Madrega, that's Teva, and something else is Nes, you can't be Seimich on a Nes. But if you're on a Madrega, that Nes and Teva are the same, so then they're not being Seimich HaLanes. Efsha also could be it's mimidas habitochin that a person can masik his arrive at that which he wants through his bitochin in the Kodesh Baruch Hu becholoyis. So then it's not seimich alanes, it's being seimich on the mimidas habitochin. We find that teach b'Hashem chesed yisavivenu. You feel rosh b'teach b'Hashem chesed yisavivenu. It's a madrega of mimidas habitochin. When the chayvus alvav is that a person is sholem v'munosei b'tchaynoi, that he can be seimich on that the Rebbeinu Shem yasim uvukoshei. So Meila, that's not being Seimech Lainas. But it's also an exception, only for somebody who's Baal Madrega, that he's on that Madrega of Bitochen. If he wouldn't be on that Madrega of Bitochen, Avadi wouldn't be able to be Seimech Al Hanes. But that would fan for why the Nachum Ish Gamzu, which Malum Benissim, he was able to go ahead and take the offer, Lechatchila, and be relying on the fact that something good will come out of it. And it'll be okay, and nothing, and the nice will happen. The next Gemara talks about the Dar HaFlaga. The Gemara brings a memra from Rabbi Yemir Bar Lazar that the Dar HaFlaga was Nechliku, was divided, Legimel Kitois, the three groups. Achas and Meres, one of them said, Nalev and Neshev Sham. One of them says, let's go up to Shemayim and let's stay there. Let's go there. Vachas and Meres, Nalev and Navet of Itzkechavim, let's go up and worship idols. Vachas and Meres, and one of them says, Nalev and Nasim Milchama, let's go up and do make a Milchama with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that each one received a different retribution. Zusha Meres, Nalev and Eshet Sham, the one that said, let's go up and stay there in Shemayim, let's take over Shemayim, Hefitzom Hashem. Hashem spread them out. Zusha Meres, Nalev and Nasim Milchama, the one that wants to make a war, Nase kupim viruchais v'shidim v'lilim. They became to monkeys and to spirits and demons. V'zushay meres nal v'navin avitzke chavim. The ones that wanted to be oivin avayda zara, kisham bol Hashem's faskalorits. Hashem mixed up their language. Now the Adrama explains that they didn't want to go to the Rekia. They didn't want to go mamish up to the heavens. They wanted to have to be in a very high place. They didn't want to be able to be, for three reasons, the Ramah says. First of all, they didn't want to be able to be conquered. They want to be protected, just like people live on top, make a castle on top of a mountain. So they want to be not live in Eshem Sham. That's where they should live. They should be in a very, very high place. Not in Shemayim. They can't exist in Shemayim, but in a very high place. So they are protected and nothing could affect them. Nothing could, you know, nothing could worry them in terms of danger from the surroundings and from other people. They're safe. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu paid them out. Mida k'neged mida. No, hefitzom Hashem. Hashem spread them out. A second reason why they wanted to go high is the same reason why people make a castle on a mountain also to make war. Lasis Melchama. That's Nas Melchama. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Melchama back. He made them kupim v'ruches v'shidim. And a third reason why they wanted to build a very, very high place is to be Oved Avei Dezar v'makim gavaya. So it's not that they wanted to go in Shemayim Mamish. It just means a makim gavaya, a very high place. And l'chair, a very high place means that they wanted to be above everybody else, any other kayach in the world. They wanted to be, that's what Avodah Zarah. They wanted to say that they're on the highest spot in the world and not the Kaddish Baruch. The Kaddish Baruch was bol, sfas kolorets, those mida k'neged mida, that they couldn't communicate, they couldn't be on top, they couldn't, they were lowly, they got pushed down to the bottom. Masha adds that he explains that also the three groups and the mida k'neged mida, and he adds that the three parts of the migdal were mechuvin k'neged these three groups. Interesting that the Gemara says that the middle group that said Nalav Nasim Melchama, they became Kupim v'ruchais v'shidim v'lilim. The Margolius Yam brings a medrash that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu spread them out, whatever fell into the water became the Ruach HaMayim, whatever fell into the forest became the Kupim, whatever fell into the Midbar became the Shadim. And the Melech HaShleiman, Mesech Kalayim, Perches Mishnah Vav asks a very interesting question. He says, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? It says, "Hapil v'akuf min chaya." A pil, a monkey. Pil is an elephant, and a kuf is a monkey. Is a type of a chaya. It's a chaya. It's not a behemoth. So he brings. He says he brings from the makubal of Meshulim. He asks, "Why do you make a bracha?" He wants in the end of the Sechs bracha is make a bracha of Mishana Habriyos on a pil, a kuf, and a kipuf. Why do you make such a bracha on dafka on an elephant, dafka on a monkey? These particular animals, Avlach Mashana HaBriyos, Mashana changing the Briyos. So he says in the Makubal Rav Meshulim, because in the time of the Dara Mabul, the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Nifra from these people of the Dara Flaga, and he punished them, and they became Kufim and Pilim. They became monkeys and elephants. That means, that's why a Kuf is a monkey is Daim La'odam. And he said a Pil, an elephant also understands Lashem Ne'odam. And since in Dara Mabul, Kadosh Baruch Hu made from these Anoshim, from these people, the Kufim and Pilim, so therefore, we make a bracha of Mishana HaBriyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu changed them. They were originally Anoshim, but they were Mashchis Darkam in the time of the Mabul, and Kadosh Baruch Hu paid them back and made them into Kufim and Pilim. L'chaira, Al Gemara's before that the Kufim and the Pilim didn't come in Dara Mabul. It says in Al Gemara it happened in Dara Flaga, not Dara Mabul. This group, they became Kufin and Pilim, not earlier, unless it happened twice, unless you say that it was the both Mamari Chazal, that they became Kufin Pilim B'Shas Mabul, and also Kufin Pilim B'Shas Dar Afloga. It doesn't sound like there was Dafka B'Shas Dar Afloga, not earlier. The Gemara later talks about Bovel, and the Gemara says that Rav Yosi says, Bovel or Bursif is a Simen Ra L'Torah. Bovel and Bursif is not a good sign for Torah. Not so much Torah in these places, Simen Ra L'Torah. The obvious question is that Bovel is not a good place for Torah. It's called, we're learning Talmud Bavli. There was all many Amoroyim that came from Bovel. They were Bekiim. And they didn't forget their learning. The Gemara says also that Bovel is not a good place for learning. You forget your learning. Migdol Meshacheach, you forget your learning. We forget your learning. You was such a great Talmid Rachamim, all the Amoroyim, they didn't forget their learning. So the Be'er Sheva answer says that the Gemara means a certain city in Bavel that's named Bursif, not all of Bavel. Bavel itself was a place which is Megadol, great Amoroyim, great Talmid Rachamim, which didn't forget their learning. But it's a certain place in Bavel. Interesting, the Rishash in Shabbos, Mesech Shabbos, Davlam Vavim Beis, says there were two places that were called Bavel. One was a city and one was a Medina. So maybe one of them was, the Medina was Ben Amaroi, maybe the city which is called Bavel is what Al-Gemar is referring to. That town which is called Bavel is Ra'al Torah, is not good for learning, you forget Meshakeach, you forget your learning. But the rest of Bavel was very conducive, I care, it was produced a great Amaroi. In the next Gemara, after the Gemara discusses the Dara Floga, the Gemara goes on to the Anshei Sdoim. The Anshei Sdoim, that they have no chelek lo'ilam habo. The Gemara says, Anshei Sdoim, Royim v'chatoim l'Hashem me'oid. Royim means b'olam hazeh, and chatoim is lo'ilam habo. Other pshat, Royim means begufon, chatoim means b'memoinam. The Gemara brings a raya that Rob means begufon from Eich Esa Roa, Gdeo Zeis L'Kim, v'chatos L'Kim. By Yisvet Tzadik, Chatoim B'Mamayinim says Vayi B'Chet L'Chet. So the different ways to explain the lashon of the pasuk of Roim V'Chatoim. L'Chayer, it is a mashmoy is that the Chet of Shvichas Damim, like it says afterwards, says Roim V'Chatoim, Roim B'Mayin V'Chatoim B'Gufam, Roim B'Mayin Nechsev Roi Necha B'Chicho Yavin, Chatoim B'Gufam Nechsev Chatosi L'Lekim. And then it says Hashem Zubrich Hashem, and then it says at the end of this back and forth, this discussion, where it says Ma'od Zushvichas Damim, Kilu Royim is one level, the Gufon, or the Gemara says Royim is Ba'al Hazeh, and Chatoim is B'Mamayinam or Ba'al Habo, but Ma'od, what's worse than everything? Royim v'Chatoim, what's on top of everything? The Gemara is Mashma is Shvichas Damim, like it says Gam Dam Noki Shofach Menashe Rishlam Harbi Ma'od. The worst thing in the world is Shvichas Dam. Now, let's remember, the Royim and the Chatoim is referring to all the great Averis, the Averis of Gilead Arayas. But Shvichas Damim is worse than that. So there's a Tais Yom Tov, the end of Sechs Makis, that says that Arayas is only Menon Lamokim. We're not Ma'anis. But Shvichas Dam is also Menon Lachaveroi. So Shvichas Dam is Taka worse than Arayas. Because besides it being an aver benon lamokim, the Rebbein Shem says leisirtzach, it's also benon lechaveri. Also, you can be meisiv that there's a gemara about Basra on Daf Kuf Samech Dalid. The gemara says, "I'm a rav. Ruban, most people are nichshal nebuch begezel, umiut ma'arayis. Only a miut and arayis." And there's a goin in Aderes Al Yo in Dvorim that says there are three l'shaynus of taiva in a person. The person is a chayfetz, which really means also a will or a desire, a chemda, which is a stronger level, and taiva. Taiva is even more. So he says that chayfetz is usually used for achila. A person wants to eat. It's a desire also in the person, but it's not the strongest desire. Chemda is a higher level. A person, lustic, his desires are much stronger than just chayfetz. That's for mammon. And taiva, which is the highest level of desire, that's liznus. Says Gezel, that's Lashna of Chazal, Gezel va'arayis navshe shal odom misavela mechamdosan. This Lashna misavela hen. That's a taiva. Taiva is more than chemda, and chemda is more than chayfetz. So a person is a taiva for achila, a greater taiva, believe it or not, for mamain, and the highest taiva for is nus. So it could be that the Torah is being makbid on shvichas dom more than arayis, because arayis is a very big taiva. That he was over is because of Tavasa, his Misavalan, there's a limud chus for him. That the reason why he was over is because he has a great taiva, a great urge, a great desire, so it's very hard to control it. But Shvichas Damim, to murder that much less of a taiva, to be over on it, and still he was over, that makes it into a much greater chet. Whatever is much easier to control yourself, and you don't control yourself, is held much more against you. Why didn't you control yourself? So Shvichas Dam, in a certain sense, is Ma'id. Ma'id is much, it's Garua, it's worse than even Arayis. Now, Behemis, the Rambam in Shmeinah Prakim, is like Dama to Maseches Ovis, speaks about mitzvahs Sichliyais and mitzvahs Shimiyais. He speaks about mitzvahs that are understood on your own not to do them, or yes, to do them. They're Seicheldika mitzvahs. And he speaks about mitzvahs Shimiyais, which means like what we call Chukim, which are mitzvahs which a person on his own would not have figured out or thought that it should be a mitzvah. And still the Torah says not to do it. For example, like Shatnez, or even Machol Sasurais are Shimiyais. On the other hand, he says that Shvichas Damim is a mitzvah sichlius. It's something that a nefesh chashuva would not be misavet. The Ram over there brings a famous argument between the philosophim and the chachamim. Which is worse? Is it worse to be a person, or which is better? Is it better to be a person that has tremendous taiva to do ra, to do wicked things, and he controls himself? And he doesn't do it anyway, in spite of his urges, in spite of his desires, in spite of his nature. He still goes against his nature, and he forces himself to do what his seichel tells him is correct. Or is it better to be a person that doesn't have those desires or those urges at all? If you have such base desires and such negative impulses that you want to do such wicked things, that's a sign of a wicked character. Your nefesh is not as pure, and therefore you're on a lower level. And each one, Rambam brings from each two of the two sides of the argument, Amari Chazal. On the one hand, it says that the Malkim Shabbat Tshuva, Ayim Demein, Tzadikim Gemurim, Yechayim Lamoid. Oh, you fell and you conquer. That's much higher. It says, Lafum Tzara Agra, according to how difficult it is to overcome your impulses and your taivis, and you still, and do the mitzvahs, and abstain from Averis, is more praiseworthy. So you see, it's better to be a person that has to struggle. And you want to do wicked, and you still don't do it. Or the Chazal tell us the person shouldn't say Efshi Bsar Chazir. I don't like Chazir. You shouldn't say that. You should say you do like it and you conquer it. Of course, after you conquer it, maybe it becomes disgusting by you. But the starting point is that you have a base desire for it and you overcome it. On the other hand, we find many Gemaras that tell us that a Tzadik Gomor is somebody who never did an Avera, was above that, above others that did Averas, that was Nichshal. And a person who has taivas, the svara is that a person whose desires to do something bad is on a lower level, is a much more base character. So the Rambam himself says a pesher hadover, explanation of how both are correct and both in certain situations, one applies, in certain situations the other applies. He says when it comes to mitzvah sichlia, it's things which are understood on your own, yes to do or not to do, it's better to be of a character that does not desire to do wickedness. If, for example, he says, Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah sichlius. They brought you into this world. Of course, you owe them respect, and you have to fear them and do their bidding. If in your mind, and your tells you that you shouldn't, they're not deserving of respect, and your character is of such that you don't want to respect them, and you loathe them, then there's a chisaron in your character, there's a pegam in your nefesh, there's something wrong with you. You shouldn't be such a person. Another example that Rambam says is Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim, a person has a desire to murder somebody. He doesn't understand that you have no right on somebody else's life. Who gives you permission to go ahead and to take somebody else's life? It's his, it's not yours. It's his it's his for himself. It's his God-given right, and you go ahead and take his life. Mechatesa. It's a chutzpah to do such a thing, to go ahead and infringe upon somebody's basic, most basic right of life. If you have such a taiva, there's a corruption in your character. For those averis, Gezel, he says, all those averis, a person that a mitzvah sichli is a person should not desire to do them. On the other hand, says the Rambam, the mitzvah shimiyos, for example, achilas chazir or levisha shatnez, that your nafsh, that you really want to do them, that's not a taina on a person. That's normal to want to do them. And still you overcome it because you say, Mo'esa, Kosh Baruch Hu Gozer Alai. Kosh Baruch Hu said I shouldn't do it. And then you develop your character to the point that it fits with the Torah, and then you loathe these averis. But the starting point is that, of course, this is there's no reason in your mind not to be over these averis. And then it's better to be Lefum Tzara Agra. Well, Kalpanim, you see from the Rambam that Shvichas Dam is a mitzvah sichli, it's something that a nefesh ha-chashuva would not be mesava for. And therefore, if you are over Shvichas Dam, that's ma'id. That's much worse. That's a much greater averu. Let's move on now to the Gemara Nomen Beis, where the Gemara talks about in detail all the averis of Sdaim and what they used to do. And the Gemara says to us, one of the examples the Gemara tells us is that when somebody was coming to the marketplace to sell any type of item, each one would only take one. Kol chad v'chad shokli chad. Each one will only take one. And Omalani said, no, chadash shakli. I only took one. I took very little. I took pachm shavar pruta. I took very, very small amount. I took a little one, and that's not gezel. It's not a big deal. But if everybody does that, then the merchant's left with that nothing. The Rama explains that what does it mean each one said, kol chad shokli chad? They will amdon him. Each one took a less than a shavar pruta in order not to be mechuyev in chazara. Because they knew less than shavar pruta is not moment. But on that, the Marsha asks, on the Rishayim, the Marsha asks, Ben Noyach, a guy is Nera, given a pachs mishav pruta. So Terry answers that their cheshbon was that in such a small amount, there's mechila, there's meichel. The people are meichel. But Lachayr, the Gemara says early enough in the test that Ben Noyach has not shayach mechila, it's labane mechila ninu. And Rashi learns over there, because achzarim heim. So Lachayr, what was the eitzah that each one only took chada? You're a gazlin, you're a regular gazlin. You're taking something from somebody else. No, I'm taking less than shavar putza. You're not taking less than shavar putza. A guy is nerag on pachs and shavar putza. What are you doing? Mechila. No mechila. You see what kind of chazorim we're dealing with. So some achrayim wanted miyashiv up in the Rambam Hilchos Geneva. The Rambam Hilchos Geneva says in Perek Aleph says it's also ligzel kolshu din Torah. You're not going to steal anything. Anything, even pachs shav bruta. The Magid Mishnah says in the Rambam that the din of pachs shav bruta, that's also also to steal in Mammon, is the same din as a chatzi shir in Isurim. Just like chaylev, the malchus, achilas chaylev is only in a chazayas, but it's also in the rice of yachatz shi osman atayr, it's also to eat a chatzi zayas of chaylev. You know that eats machal sasuris, it's also. Just like the din of chatzi shir in Isurim, so the Magid Mishnah says the din of chatzi shir of pachs shav bruta in Mammon. And male, it's also to steal a pachs mishavar pruta. The Maram Chalava Psochim Daf Mem Dalet says that it's not true. Only Dafka Chatzis Zayis is also in the Torah, but less than a Chatzis Zayis is mutter. So that means even the Chiddush that even the din of Chatzis Shir also in the Torah, the Maram Chalava says it's Dafka Chatzis Shir Chatzis Zayis, but not less. So if that's true, if you compare, if you make such a comparison like the Magid Mishnah makes, this itself the Achrayim deal with, but an assumption, such a comparison between a Pachs Mishav Pruta and a Chatzis Shir, just like Chatzis Shir, there's an Isser, Midiraisa, to eat a Chatzis Shir of Chalev, so too is it an Isser to steal a Pachs Mishav Pruta of Mamain, but Lafid Maram Chalava, it's only Mamish a Chatzis Shir, but not less than a Chatzis Shir. So Eba Zoi could be less than a Chatzis Pruta, it's Mutzim Natera. It's not called Mammon, it's Mechila. So possibly that the Ramah said that each one took less than Shavar Pruta. So the Kashi is, but Ben Noyach is Nerag and Pachs and Shavar Pruta. Why? Because Labanei Mechila. It could be there's a Shir to this. It's a Chiddush to say such a thing, but the Chiddush would be that din of Pachs and Shavar Pruta is only, let's say, a Chatzi Pruta. And a Chatzi Pruta, something. Chatzi Pruta would still be called Gezel, and Ben Noyach is Nerag alone because Labanei Mechila. But even that has a Shir. And Chatzis has a shir. Less than that, Kumi Nitzaka not considered a moment in Zmechila. And the male, that was their cheshbon of Kol Chad, Shokli, Chod. Each one took very, very little. And with that, they felt that they're not being over the Isser of Gezel. And there will be Mechila. The Gemara continues speaking about the wickedness of Sdaim. And the Gemara says what they used to do when a poor person came to town. Each one would give him a dinar, a coin. But the kasa shmeyaleh, they would write the name on the coin. But v'riftaleh avamamtileh, they didn't give him any bread. So when he came to the farshim explained, when he came afterwards to the collect to get some bread, they didn't give him the bread. And then when he would die out of hunger, so then they all came back and they all took their coins. They all took their coins back. Now, it says later afterwards that what happened with Eishas Light, it says, v'tabit ishtei me'achrov, it says that she turned backwards and she became a pillar of salt. What does it mean, they turned backwards and became a pillar of salt? So the Rashi says in Chumash that the reason why she became a pillar of salt is because she did an aveiru b'melach with salt. What was the aveiru she did with melach? When Loit told her, asked his wife, he says, "Tni ma'at melach la'orech halolu," give a little bit of salt to these guests. So she said back, even this wicked custom of giving salt, you want to enact, you want to behave with this custom, you want to do this custom in this place. She didn't want to give salt to the guests. So since she didn't want to give salt to the guests, she didn't have b'melach, so b'melach loksa. She was punished, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Now the Velt asks Akasha, that l'chaira, it doesn't make sense. The Eishes Loit made a whole party, and she prepared matzis, and she didn't have, she was not stingy in the guests. All of a sudden, now when it comes to the salt, the Loit says, Tni mat, melech la'erch and alolo, all of a sudden she gets all excited, and she doesn't want to give any salt, and because of that, vatabet ishtim yachrov, vatinitzim melech, she becomes salt because she's melech chota, melech loksa, mida k'neged mida. What's going on over here? You have a lady that's willing to do so much chesed and give so much to the orchim, and all of a sudden when it comes to the salt, she doesn't want to give, and that's their whole punishment. That's why she became a tziv melech. It's mamash apella. So the Sefer Yalas Chain is miyashu the Gemara we just said. Murdik. He says, what was the Gemara we just said? And the meaning of the story was, the Makabalai Reach, I guess, was upon your face. They gave him money. They gave him money. The money to go buy food. But on the money was their names. And now when he came to buy food with the money, they didn't give him food. So then nothing. And then when he died of hunger, they got the money, they took the money back. The Gemara says in Brochis that achar kol achiloscha chol melech, after you finish eating, you both eat salt, and the reason why you're supposed to eat salt is because of sakon. So melech zot to save yalas chena chiddush, but it's miyash the kasha. He says that Eishes Loit was thinking to give the orchim to eat. Avada she gave them to eat. She gave them to eat everything, but she was planning on not giving them salt lebesayif in order that all her taiva should fakir be bad for the guests and they should die because it's sakana. It should be sakana. Just like they were giving money to the guests to get bread. Yeah, they're very, very nice. They're wonderful. They're giving money to the guests. Each guy gave a pruta. He has plenty of money. Now he can buy himself food and now he can have a shay melech b'shaitay. Now he can live comfortably. What wonderful hosts. And really their whole kavana of giving was to kill him, fakir, and also get back their money. They weren't going to give him any food because with that money, and then after he dies of hunger, they're going to take back their money. So here also, Lloyd's wife was very, very happy to feed the guests, to give the guests plenty to eat. But then the guests need salt, because if you don't need salt at the end of the meal, then it's sakana. And then, the natural thing will happen, the chas v'shalom, they'll be in sakana, and she accomplished her purpose and she was very einay tzara baruch, and she very much did not want to do chasad. So on that, what happened was that after the Suda, so Lloyd asked his wife to give him a little salt. Oh, so Lloyd's wife said, what? You bring this mini hurrah? You're giving them salt? That means the whole thing that you fed the guests were really the tevasa, was for their benefit? You really wanted to give them to eat? No, my whole kavana was fakert. Let them eat and afterwards not have salt. They won't have salt, they'll be in sakana. She was doing the exact opposite of what Lloyd was doing. So that's the mida k'neged mida. She was fakir. She was coolericious. She wanted to only harm the guests by not giving them salt at the end. So it's not that not the einish was that she didn't give a little bit of salt. That's a pella. She gave a whole suda, not a little bit of salt. That would be a pella to say that's why she was nenash. She was nenash because by not giving the salt, the whole suda was l'ra'asam, not l'tevasam. The whole suda was not good for them instead of fakert. And b'melach, that's what it means, that because she was chot b'melach, she was also nenash b'melach. The next Gemara brings a Maaser to Eliezer, Eved Avram, that came to Sdoim and needed to eat. He stayed by a Suda, and the one fellow asked him, who invited you here? He said, you invited me. And the guy was so afraid that it should be known that he invited him, then he ran away. And he did the same to every person. And Adonofki Kultul all left. And it says, Nigemar va'ochlua ihu l'sudasa. He ate the Suda. The Farshim asked that what was the heter for him to eat all Suda? It's not his. So either the pshat is there was a beget of Bikuach Nefesh, and you have to say it was Bikuch Nefesh, he told Suda, obviously he was in a matziv that he needed to eat. So Ebazoi, it's not a taina. Or Efshe was Lokchaim and Asashala. Maybe Taka took the Suda, he ate it, but he was planning to pay. Even though the Gemara says in Momentzian, that Samachal from Beis, that Goinev Amanas Lameket is Usr, if you steal Amanas to Chep or somebody, to start up with somebody, it's Usr. But in the Shinti Kumetzis over there, it's Mavur, that if you steal Amanas to Shalim, you're not over the Isser of Gnevin Zela. So Eliezer had no choice. He was very hungry. Maybe it wasn't together Pikuch Nefesh, but he needed to eat the Suda. He was planning to pay for it. They wouldn't have given it to him any other way. So he was going to took it, Avnas, Lishali. At the end of the Gemara, the Gemara discussing the Chet of Sdoim, it speaks about Ahuri Bisa, this young girl that was used to give bread to an Ani. And they smeared her with dvash, and they put her on top of a wall, and Nebuch Ziburi came, the bees came and ate and killed and caused her death. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Vayem Hashem Zakas Deim Vamayr Ki Rabba. And Vamra Vidam Rav Al Iske Riba. Because of this Riba, that's why the Stein was destroyed. And we said earlier that Stein was destroyed because it was Nechtam Gzardinam because of Gezel. And not because of this. The Rama says that the Gemara says Al Iske Riba, the Gemara means that Al Dovra Zen Nechtam Gzardinam Shalan Seis Daim. Lacher Nav Kufches, we learned that the reason why it was Nechtam Gzardinam is not because of this, because of Chatam Gezel, other Chatoyim. It could be Dafka, the Gemara says over there, the Loshna Gemara that was Nechtem Zardina, Mishvil Gezel, by Chamos, is by Dara Mabul. It could be the Dara Mabul was different than Danshe's Daim. Dara Mabul was two things. They were Chotab, the Arayas, the Dovku, Be'en Aminon, and also Gezel. And we explained that you needed both. So it's like Nechtem Zardina, on Gezel, also Betzir of Arayas. But Anshe's Daim, it seems that there were Godratzman arise. Maybe the Gzardin was only after the Harguas Ariva. Maybe over here it's a little different. Why the Gzardin, maybe it was Bitsirif, the Gezel plus the Aveir of what happened with this Riba. The next Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud talks about Adas Kairach. And the Gemara says, Adas Kairach, Ein Lem Chelek, Loilam Habo. It says, Vatchas Lem Ha'orz, Boilam Hazev, Vayevdu, Lutzecha Kol, Boilam Habo. They didn't have a chelik in Elam Habo. That's the memory of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "I'm serious. They didn't have any chelik in Elam Habo." It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that on Kairach Vadosay they should be Yerid Chaim Shailu. They should be Seivel a lot of Yisur before they die. Chaim Shailu they stop Seivel Yisurim. He says that heard in the Sefer Magalos Yam brings that Moshe had Rachmanis on them. He had Rachmanis, they should still be living, that maybe they'll possibly do tshuva. And Tachlin Gemara says in Basra that some of them did do tshuva. So he did on purpose. He says also Taiches, the Gemara says, the Yudim Seir says, Aveda is bakeshes. They're like Aveda, that's what it means, Aveda, a lost thing which is being searched for. We're trying to get them back. They were trying to get back that Das Kairach. Now there's a very interesting ha'ora on the Das Kairach, and that's a Yudim Seir Taka says they had a chelik lam habo. But the shaila is that we know that Kairach va'adosei, they were kaifer, they were kaifrim. They argued on the base Ikri Amunah of Termin HaShemayim and Nevuas Moshe. And it's clear in the Rambam and Echstruva that as somebody who's kaifer and Torah and Nevuas Moshe has no chelik lam habo. So how could Rabbi Yudim and Seira argue with Rabbi Kiva and say, no, Harehein, Kavedam is Bakeshes, there's still hope for them. They are coming, they will go to El Habo. That's what David Melech said, Nekairach, Toisi, Kiseoiveid, Bakish, Avdecha. They would stray away like a sheep that's lost, but you, with your great mercy, bring them to El Habo. How can they go to El Habo? They're Mamash Kaifrim. They're Kaifrim in Termin HaShemayim, in Vuas Moshe. Efshik, Miyashiv, based on the Gemara Leid Nafkuf Yud. The Gemara says, B'nei Kairach Leim Mesu, and it was the Mokim was Nizbatzer Lehem B'Gehenim. They have a place in Gehenim, they say, Moshe Emes V'Teirosi Emes. Miskrov was Masbir, that on what they did as an Aveir, where they were Chayte, they did Tshuva. And they were Moide to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu Emes V'Teirosi Emes. Now really, in the Psikta, it's a Vur that's going only on the Gilim B'nei Kairach. It's not going on Kairach Vadose. Only in the Shleish Nei Kairach, they're the ones who did Tshuva, and they're the ones who are saying, Mesh Emes, Teros Emes. From Rashi, it's Mashma that it's going on Adas Kairach. So they take the Tshuva. If they take the Tshuva, then they don't lose the Chelik in Elam Habo. They're Bala Tshuva. And then only maybe Kairach himself didn't go to Elam Habo. That's why it says, Loshna Adas Kairach. But Adas Kairach was Bala Elam Habo. There's the Yalkut in Tehillim. And the Remez Tav Shemem test that says that the Kairach himself was yes by Leim Habo, but the Ma'aseh Fizeh if they take the Tshuvas and then they take a right to go Leim Habo even though they're Kairachim. Afterwards in the band, the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu was Mavakish Rachm al Atzmai. He says Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Yaakov Bikish Rachm al Atzmai Shnei Besoidam al Tavei Nafshi Bekol Mal Teichat Kavodi. What does that mean? Besoidam al Tavei Nafshi is referring to the Meraglim. And b'kaholam al teichat kavoidi, that's Adas Kairach, and that they didn't want to be mentioned together with them. So Pashas it means that Kliyaka learns like that in the Chumash and Pashas Kairach that Yain Kamin was Mispal. He didn't want that his name should be associated with Gnai. Others say that it means that Yain Kamin was Mispal that this Midah of Kairach should not be considered known or claimed to be as Yerusha from Yain Kamin that was Ma'ar and the Bechaira. Yain Kamin also was Ma'ar. He's Ma'ar and the Bechaira and he took the Bechaira from himself away from Esav. So you might come to say that Kairach learned this from his Zayda Yaakov. And maybe the Maisa of Zimri also was Yerusha from the fact that Yankiv Avinu was Nosesh Te'achoyos. And the Melech Yankiv Avinu was Mispal and said, no, B'soydim al tovin navshi v'kol maltecha kavoyd yam clean. That the Irol B'choyra and the Lokesh Te'achias has no shaykhis to the Midas of Kairach and the Midas of Zimri which caused them to do the Chet. Now, Be'emes, this we find in the Goyin, in Evan Shlema, that says that all chatoim, all averis, their shayrish, their source, their root, their where they sprout from, where they come from, is in a chisaron in midas. And he explains that the klal of midas rois is kas, taiva, gaiva, which equals kina, taiva, and kovet. And in the middle of the taina, what was the shayrish of the chet of Kairach Vadosai? The sherish of the chet was in kina, like Rashi brings, because they were jealous of the minui of the appointment of Litzaf Minazil. And the Goyen himself says in Ovis and Perik Dalet that the machlekes of Kairach was mushrish in midas rois of kina and kovet. And therefore, and the Goyen also says in Evan Shlema that midas is the viteva aguf, it's a part and parcel of the person is. So if the sherish of the chet of Kairach was in the midas rois of kina and kovet, and midas rois, the sherish of that is the viteva guf, is like a, as if it's part of your DNA, part of who you are. So there would be mokim to say that yeah, the sherish of the these midas rois that were in Kairach came from Yaakov Avinu. So that Yaakov Avinu was mispal to Medea that the sherish of the chet of Kairach and those are not in the midas that it was yarshin from his fathers, from his forefathers. Yaakov Avinu was noki from these midas, And Fakert, the good midas went down to Kairach. But he was nichshal. He was nichshal in Kina. He was nichshal in it. But he wasn't, he didn't, it's not like he didn't, he was Yerush midas rois me'avoysav. There's a guy in Takanev and Shlema that says that Misha Navshe Teva midaseha, and sometimes he's still a Rasha. It doesn't have to be. You could have good midas and still be nichshal. So that's what Yaakov Avinu said, B'soydom al tovay navshi, uvekolom al teichal kavoydi. The midas that Kairach and Zimri had that any if they had any either they didn't have the midas they didn't have midas meshchases and they still were over. There's always shaykh and atiyah to these midas of kina and taiva and that would cause them to be nichshal. But they didn't have that good midas betivam, or even if they had midas rois, but those midas rois were not Yerusha Me'avisayim. They developed in them their own. Besaydim al tamei nafshi and mekol maltecha kavodi. The sherish of those midas rois were not from Yaakov Avinu. One more aura, it says, B'seid ma'atovi nafshi, it says, the Gemara says that Eilam Meraglim. The Masha asks, what's the Shaykhis in the Meraglim to Shevet Levi? Seid ma'atovi nafshi is referring to Seid ma'atovi nafshi to a Levi. So it shouldn't be Miyachis after Yankim Avinu. What's the Meraglim to a Levi? They didn't do any chet in the Meraglim. And the Chavad is a Shevet Shimon, so why does he dafka Shevet Shimon more than all the Shvatim? So maybe, he says, maybe the Meraglim, the one who started up with the Meraglim, the one who was the main Meraglim, maybe it was more Shevet Shimon. Maybe there's such a Kabbalah like that, the Marsha says, that the one who was the Meraglim, that was the Baal HaMaisa, was Bobby Shevet Shimon. So Mela, I was saying, well, Tomei Nafshi is referring to the Meraglim, it's not a Shevet Shimon. It's more responsible than the others. At the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara brings the famous Maisa that Oin Ben Peles, Ishto Hitzi Losei, his wife saved him. Now, what was her taina? She said to him, "My nafkilo chamino. What do you care? Why are you getting involved in machlokes? Ima rabba an talmido, ima rabba an talmido. Whether Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe or Kerech is the Rebbe, either way, you're going to be the Talmud. Either way, you're not going to be the Rebbe. So why are you getting so excited over here? So malacho b'srorazu. Why do you have to be involved in this argument? Now, l'chayra, it's not true because each one brought Keteris, thought that he's going to become the Kohen Gadol, like Rashi's and Chumash. So it's not that there's a Rebbe and a Talmud. He's going to be wanting the one of the Kohen Gadol is going to bring the Keteris. Each one thought that way. Why would they bring the Keteris for? Unless you say that Ein Ben Peles was not Bechlal the Makrivi HaKeteris. That wasn't his issue. He wasn't part of that. So his only shaila was, who's going to follow? Is he going to follow Moshe Rabbeinu? Is he going to follow Korach? So therefore his wife told him, either way you're the Talmud, because either way you're not going to be Kohen Gadol. But Loshna Rashi says that so he says, I was part of it, Kruni, I was part of the group. He was maybe part of the Keteris. And Rashi, Chomish Mash like that is part of the Keteris, Makriya Keteris. He said, what was his taina back? He said, Vishtaba Boyli Badayu, I swore with them. So he says, what am I going to do about it? How can I avoid the Shvuah? And the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin and Shar Zechira and Perek Tezvav and Nagah asks that he's Nishbal Avatal Samitzvah. It's Hakim, such a Shvuah, it doesn't work, it doesn't count. It's going against the Mitzvah to follow Moshe Rabbeinu. Says that the answer is no, he thought that he's right. Or maybe even though the Shvuah is not Chal, maybe he's afraid of Korach. But in Yad Raman, the Mashoah's Mashal Shvuah is Taka Chal. And that's what she did. She made him drink wine so she should be sleeping so that when they're calling him, he won't be able to come. So Machmas Ainsa Yoshan, he won't go, but not that he's over in the Shul of the Hedya. And the Mela, it's a way out. It's a chokhmah that she did in order to avoid having to go directly against the Shul and still not be joined Adas Kerach. It could be that the Shul is Dafka if they call him, he has to go. So she accomplished that they're not gonna call him. They ran away. So Mela is not gonna be over on the Shul of Bichlal. Either way, it was a tremendous chokhmah that she had an idea of how to avoid the confrontation and having to avoid him saying no. He didn't have to say no. He just either was sleeping and was Zionist, or Bechlal, there's no Shavuot. The whole Shavuot was only in the case they're going to call him. They're not going to call him. So he's not going to be negated to keep the Shavuot. And Meili was Nitzel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.